The state is moving forward with enforcing federal immigration policies. The state Senate approved legislation to ban corporal punishment on disabled students. And construction is set to begin on a new animal shelter in Oklahoma City. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, February 26th. I'm Deborah Ashar. State-level immigration enforcement efforts are beginning. We get details from State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos.
Public Safety Commissioner Tim Tipton is in charge of implementing President Donald Trump's mass deportation agenda across Oklahoma. And following three state law enforcement agencies entering agreements with the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, allowing them to act as street-level immigration officers, Tipton called a press conference to explain how it will work.
Under ICE authority and supervision, those troopers and agents will be able to carry out a variety of initiating deportation proceedings. And there's such a wide variety, the people that we're targeting.
The agreement includes training and some supplies from federal authorities, but local taxpayers will pay the cost of implementation by agencies. What remains to be seen is which and how many local law enforcement jurisdictions will enter similar agreements with ICE. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Three jurisdictions, Tulsa, Okmulgee, and Canadian counties, currently have existing agreements. A bill that would grant protections to fetuses and classify abortion as a felony for providers passed out of a state House committee earlier this week. State Impact's Julian Taylor reports lawmakers approved the bill with a 5-1 vote.
House Bill 1008 by Roland Republican Jim Olson includes a punishment of up to $100,000 in fines and 10 years in prison or both. He says the policy reintroduces Senate Bill 612, which was signed into law in 2022 and struck down by the Oklahoma Supreme Court in 2023. Oklahoma City Democrat Ellen Pogemiller says she's concerned it could be confusing to providers. The bill removes the definition of medical emergency and changes language to prohibit abortions unless they're necessary to, quote, preserve the life of a pregnant woman.
It could be confusing when a doctor's in an emergency situation to determine if the woman's health or the child's health is in more harm.
Olson says he's confident medical personnel have the capabilities to make determinations. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
A bill banning corporal punishment for students with disabilities is making its way through the legislature. Senate Bill 364 passed out of the state Senate Tuesday afternoon. The measure bars schools from using physical punishment against students with cognitive disabilities. Some of the legislature's most conservative senators opposed the bill. One reason cited was corporal punishment's use in the Bible. But Tulsa Republican Dave Rader argues it might be better not to strike disabled children.
So we're just trying to find a way that makes us better.
The bill passed with 31 affirmative votes to 16 against. It now heads to the House of Representatives. Oklahoma City leaders are planning to break ground tomorrow on a new animal shelter. The new building will be built behind the current shelter along Southeast 29th Street. Officials say the $42 million center will provide more space for animals and multiple entrances for various services. Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt is expected to announce the new shelter's name at the ceremony. Funding for the shelter comes from MAPS 4. The facility is expected to open in 2026. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.